Ever feel like your prayers are empty, like God is silent? Padre Pio shows us that even in dryness, simply showing up before Him is itself a holy and pleasing act. Stay tuned to hear His wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's letter from Padre Pio might inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Today we turn once again to the spiritual wisdom found in Padre Pio's letters. This reading comes from Letters Volume 3, addressed to one of the three Campanella sisters from San Giovanni Rotondo. In this letter, Padre Pio speaks about a struggle we all know well, the feeling of dryness in prayer. He writes, "To pray well, it is good to remember that the enjoyment and graces of prayer are not waters of this earth, but come from heaven. All of our efforts are not sufficient to make them fall to earth. It is necessary that our disposition be put forth with great diligence, and always with humility and tranquility. We need to keep the heart open to the heavens and wait for the heavenly dew." That's such a thoughtful image, isn't it? We can't command the rain of grace. We can only open our hearts and wait for it. Padre Pio then gives us two profound reasons to come before God even when we feel nothing. "Do not forget, my daughter, to have these considerations with you when you go to pray. This way you will come near to God and you will put yourself in His presence for two principal reasons. The first, to render God the honor and respect we owe Him, because this obligation is performed with recognition that He is our God and we, His unworthy children, prostrated in front of Him, wait for His commands." He then gives this analogy. "How many courtiers come and go 100 times before their king, not to speak with him, but simply to be seen by him, and in this way they are recognized as his true servants. In the same way, remaining before God to show our willingness to be known as his servants is something very holy, very excellent, and of the purest perfection. Go ahead and laugh, but I am serious about what I have said." Here, Padre Pio reminds us that prayer is first about God, not about us. Just as courtiers would stand silently before their king, simply to be seen as his servants, so too we place ourselves before God, acknowledging him as Lord. We are saying, "I am here because I am yours." He then continues with the second reason. "The second reason why one puts oneself in the presence of God when praying is to talk to Him and to hear His voice through His illuminations and inspirations. This gives us great delight, for it is a grace to speak to such a great God, who, when He answers, covers us with precious balms which engulf the heart with joy. If you can talk to God, praise Him, listen to Him. If you cannot talk to Him, do not feel bad in the ways of the Spirit. Stop in your room, disguise yourself as the courtier, curtsy, and revere Him." Here's the core of Padre Pio's advice when prayer feels dry or difficult. Act the part. Show up. Do your duty as a faithful servant. God sees not just our feelings, but our will, our determined choice to be with Him. He continues, "God will see and appreciate your patience. He will favor your silence, and the next time you will be consoled. He will take you by the hand, talk to you, and take 100 strolls with you in the garden of prayer. And if this does not take place, be content just the same, because we are obliged to follow Him. Take into consideration that it is already a great miracle and a great honor that he tolerates our presence. With this disposition, you will not be despised by him. So, what can we take away from this letter? Prayer isn't about our feelings, or even about saying the right words. It's about showing up humbly and faithfully in God's presence, even when it feels dry or distant. Simply placing ourselves before God is an act of love and trust. So the next time you pray and feel nothing but emptiness, don't be discouraged. Simply remain before him as a faithful servant before a king, and trust that your silent presence is already a prayer pleasing to God's heart. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.